brick-and-mortar retail partners. Feel free to check for yourself.
Thank you for holding. You may continue to wait for the next available representative, or you may press 1 now to leave a message, and we will return.
Thank you for calling RDI Diamonds in New York. This is Gary. How can I help you?
Yeah, is Scott available?
Scott is here. He's on the other line right now. Can I help you out, or I'll call you back?
Okay, can I hang on until he's free or not?
He's. We'll have to have him call you back. Your name?
Okay, my name's Kim from Evan Michaels.
Kim, I can help you.
Well, it's pretty involved about a package that I sent back. The post office wasn't truthful with me, and I said, they said, well, we can only insure it for $5,000. I said, well, there's $7,600 wholesale in this package. And so the girl came back 5-6 minutes later, and she says, okay, I took care of it. Well, she lied to me. I looked at the receipt this morning. It's only covered for $5,000, okay, instead of $7,600.
Gotcha.
Scott says he will not probably get that package for some time for maybe two or three weeks.
Was it registered mail or was it express? Because I see a long number here. It might be USPS priority, maybe. I'm not sure.
Well, they confused me. She said, any way you go, you can't cover it for over $5,000. You know, I've been mailing packages back to you for 35 years.
Right.
You know, so she kind of confused me. She came back and she said, okay, I took care of it for the 76. She didn't say 76, though. So I looked at the receipt this morning, and it's only covered for $5,000. So if I get stuck, that's my problem. I'm not concerned about that. I'm concerned, you know, if it gets stolen, excuse me. I'm concerned that the package will not get to you during these Christmas times.
Oh, well, we appreciate that.
Well, I'm concerned about that. And then, of course, Scott wouldn't probably get paid for his labors until the package is back. That bothers me.
I get it.
Know?
And I really appreciate you calling back, Kim, and telling us that, because we've got the tracking number. It looks like it's moved some. They've got it in their possession. But what I'll do, considering that there's really not a lot we can, it's in the system now, I wouldn't be too concerned about him closing, and we should be good. But I want him to call you back regardless. But a lot of jewelers won't do what you did, okay? A lot of them just go, oh, well, hang it. It's in the mail. Good luck. Best of luck to you. So I really appreciate you calling and letting us know.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. No, I mean, and again.
Well, I'm concerned, you know, if it gets stolen, I'm stuck for $2,600. I don't care about that. I'm concerned that you won't get the package in time during Christmas season, for that matter. And then I'm also, because they're saleable stones, I'm also concerned that Scott wouldn't get paid for his labors until that package is returned.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a true fact?
It can be. It absolutely can be. But we can take things into consideration, Kim. We'll figure it out. I wouldn't lose sleep over that. I do appreciate your honesty. And what I'll do, though, is I'll relay the message to Scott. He'll give you a buzz back. Is this the best number?
Yes. My number, 509-624-8440.
Perfect. All right. I'll have him call you right back, okay?
Yeah, please do. Thank you.
Not a problem, Kim. Take care.
Okay. Yeah.
Bye-bye.